Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. And I like hearing from small business owners and employees. Let's talk about your business. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today's stories, the pluses and minuses of the so-called disruptive boss, and the clever promotion of an internship by a West Coast restaurant chain. Those stories after this. Running a business is hard work, but getting the right insurance coverage for it doesn't have to be. Geico Commercial Insurance makes it easy to get excellent coverage so you spend less time worrying and more time growing your business. Geico Commercial Insurance offers great coverage like general and professional liability, business owner's policy, workers' comp, and so much more. Go to geicocommercial.com for more information and to start your coverage today. That's geicocommercial.com. Casting oneself as a disruptive leader is in vogue these days, suggesting a bold, take-no-prisoners management style that ignites new trends and crushes competitors. Disruptive bosses can be charming and charismatic. In fact, more than 35% of this year's college grads want to work for an inspiring leader, and 16% hope to sign on with a fast-growing entrepreneurial company. But some disruptive bosses have a dark side, and they need to be managed with a delicate touch. It's a story by Wall Street Journal columnist Sue Schellenberger. Sue set this up.
Well, we've all heard about the disruptive leaders that start these unicorn companies that vault to billions of dollars in value before they make any money. This is a very popular archetype right now of the leader who moves fast and breaks things. He's very innovative and really leaves a lot of destruction in his or her wake. So the tornado boss is the dark side of these disruptive bosses, the one who really does cause more destruction than building.
It seems like this can go either way at times because, as somebody pointed out in your story, the term disruptor has become sexy on a resume right now.
Absolutely. Everybody wants to advertise themselves as disruptive. We're all going to go in and make change really fast, often powered by artificial intelligence or other new technology that enables companies and leaders to make change quickly. And it's caused big waves in our economy. So it's very stylish to say, I'm disruptive. On the other hand, it really takes finesse to be that kind of disruptive leader without causing your team to, you know, feel oppressed or overburdened. It takes special skills to run a team while also leading in this style. It's very complicated, and a lot of bosses fail at this. There comes the tornado boss term. That's what we're writing about here.
Boards of directors, somebody said, like these types of bosses. How come?
Well, these bosses tend to be charismatic, inspiring. They exhibit a lot of drive, ambition. They can get around obstacles. They are kind of seductive. This, according to Hogan Assessments, a leading maker of workplace personality tests. But they veer into arrogance sometimes, and this is where the problems arise. It keeps them from collaborating smoothly with others. They're not team leaders. They're more like individual performers, and this is where these charismatic leaders hit the rocks.
We're speaking with Sue Schellenberger, columnist at the Wall Street Journal. Her piece is called How to Handle the Chaos of a Tornado Boss. This is that hard-charging leader who tends to get hired and then break things.
exactly.
I like the phrase. How do you manage these folks if you're an employee underneath one of these bosses?
Well, it's very tricky. You watch very carefully to see how this person takes feedback. The way they behave in a meeting is really illuminating. If they stop and wait and talk last in the meeting to make sure subordinates have a chance to speak up, if they welcome input, if they welcome feedback, you're probably lucky. You've got a positive, disruptive boss who is really going to be an excellent leader. And some people I spoke to would work for these people. On the other hand, if you see this hard-charging, inspiring executive who is charismatic and can knock them dead with a speech, but then you go into a meeting and that person talks and nobody else talks, you try to give feedback and the person lashes out at you, it's that person's way or the highway. You're probably working for a tornado boss and you have to make some adjustments. This can be very tricky, especially if you're a person with your own ideas about how to work.
Thanks, Sue. Wall Street Journal columnist Sue Schellenberger.
This human resources professional is crushing it, thanks to Kronos. And this is his hype song.
You can fall back with the pack. I'm a leader pack.
I've got HR, payroll, talent, and time.
I'm on the top, top, I'm gonna rise up. Now we are
engaging all the best people.
Blast off to the front of the field. This is
Kronos, HR solutions for the modern workforce. Learn more at kronos.com/HR swagger.
How about this for clever marketing and publicity by a small business? Just when we've hit peak food internship season, another dream opportunity comes along to make our mouths water. A West Coast restaurant chain announced it's seeking a bacon intern to make $1,000 in a single day by taste testing bacon. Farmer Boys announced the opening for the dream job on its website, stipulating that applicants should use a photo or video on their Instagram accounts to explain why they would be best suited for the position. Got to be 18 or older to enter. Otherwise, the application process seems pretty wide open. The eatery says the bacon intern would work only a single 8-hour day and receive $1,000 for their bacon testing services.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Patty Poppe's, President and CEO of Consumers Energy, instead.
All of the innovation that's occurring around robotics, AI, it's happening here in Michigan. We have chemical companies, we have pharmaceutical companies, we have medical device manufacturers. Michigan is a magnet for innovators and dreamers.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report can be found on our website, thismorningwithgordondeal.com. That's also where you can listen to our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Reminder, by the way, I like to hear from small business employees and owners. You can send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.